Okay, let's get started. And welcome to this session about managing mobile devices with Config Manager 2012. My name is Panu Saukko, and I work for a company called ProTrain IT, and I come from Finland. All my demo servers are located in Finland. I'm feeling lucky today. I'd like to demo as much as possible, and let's see how it works out. I don't work for Microsoft, and I don't work for Nokia, even though I'm using their products today. And this mobile device management, I've been working with that, with Config Manager, or trying to work with that about last year and a half. It has been a long and bumpy road, and now we actually get some features available. Now they are RTM, and we can start using them in production. So first of all, what different mobile device management products Microsoft had or has currently? So those legacy products, Config Manager 2007 and Mobile Device Manager 2008, I don't think they were really widely used. And those could only manage Microsoft's own mobile devices. Now, the current products, we got Exchange 2001 with ActiveSync. So I think that's quite good to remember. So you can manage your mobile devices using only Exchange 2010. You don't need anything else. It has some limitations, for example, reporting, but it can be done. And then we have Config Manager 2012, which adds more features to this mobile device management, and you can install clients to some mobile OSs. And I'm very lucky that I attended yesterday's keynote and learned about Windows Intune, the upcoming version. Windows Intune, you can manage also mobile devices. And it was quite a surprise for me. And I don't know in the future what will happen, what is the role of Windows Intune, and what's the role of Config Manager considering managing those different mobile devices. And Windows Intune, the version with mobile device management, is currently on pre-release version. It's available now, but it's not yet fully finalized. So what we got in Config Manager for mobile device management? We have Light Management and Depth Management. Light Management utilizes Exchange 2010 ActiveSync, and it can manage any ActiveSync compatible device. It has limited features. Actually, it doesn't support all the features Exchange has, so it has a subset of Exchange ActiveSync management features. And then the other one is Depth Management. And that requires a client on a device. And there is only a limited number of supported devices. The only thing you can buy from a store is Nokia Bell. And I don't think you can buy those devices in the US, but in some other parts of the world, you can buy those devices. It also supports Windows Mobile 6.1 and 6.5 devices. But those devices are only running on those older devices. So let's start with Light Management. What do you need? You need Exchange 2010, either on premises or Exchange Online. This Windows Intune version, it only supports on-premises Exchange. So that's one difference. You need to have a client access server, cache role, with ActiveSync enabled, and ActiveSync naturally must be configured correctly and published to internet. So those mobile devices can actually connect on those. You need, when you configured the connection to your Exchange server, you need permissions on Exchange and permissions on Config Manager. There is quite a long list of different PowerShell commandlets that the user that is used for connecting to the Exchange must have, and we have the list of those commandlets over here. So it's quite nicely documented. And on Config Manager side, the easiest way is to have full administrator role, because you won't need to configure those connectors very often. So the installation is quite easy. You just have to define what is your on-premise Exchange server, fully qualified domain name. If you have multiple Exchange servers with client access server role, you can define which server to use. And if you have a hosted Exchange server, then you define the URL for that. Then you define what is the user account used, and that user account needs to have permission on the Exchange server. Discovery. In this one, you define what is the synchronization schedules. By default, it's every one day, which gets the full discovery, and updates, it's every 4 hours. You can select to ignore those mobile devices that haven't been connected within X days, and you can define that get those ActiveSync devices from a specific container from AD. One of the main features of this support is defining settings. And there is a list of settings. We go those settings in just a second. And this external management means that you could have a device with both ActiveSync and Config Manager client. And how you would like to behave in that scenario. The most common way is that the settings would come via Config Manager client and not from ActiveSync. These settings, possible settings, I would like to go these quite quickly and then go to the demo. Let's go. So you have those password settings, email related settings, then non-email related settings. For example, you could disable camera or Bluetooth. Application settings, these are only relevant for Windows Mobile 6.1 or 6.5, so these are not very helpful. The biggest problem with these settings is that even though you can set some of those settings, it doesn't mean that the device will apply those settings, because it depends on the device and the ActiveSync client, what settings can actually can be applied on that specific combination. There's a very good Wikipedia article about comparison of different actives in clients and their features that they support. The most complete feature is for Windows Mobile 6.5. And it's many times quite interesting to compare, for example, what settings can be applied to Windows Phone 7 series, and then, for example, iOS or different Android actives and clients. And let's get some, like, disable a camera. These are Windows Mobile 6.1, 6.5, and this one is Apple iPhone. What else? Allow browser. This is also for Apple devices. So, in my opinion, Microsoft has some work to do to improve their Active Sync client for Windows Phone 7 series. Let's go back to the slides. There we go. One limitation in Config Manager is that Exchange supports multiple settings policies, but Config Manager can only modify the default policy. So if you want to set different settings for different set of devices, you cannot use Config Manager. You then need to use either Exchange native tools or Windows Intune will support those multiple policies. Also, if you apply those settings to a device, the status of the device can be either partially applied, meaning that some of the settings cannot be applied to that device, or applied in full, which means that all the settings you have defined are successfully applied to the device. But there is no way to know which setting hasn't been applied. Exchange doesn't report that information back to the Config Manager or to the Exchange. So you could see from here this device policy application status. Is it applied in full or partially applied? Inventory. You get a fixed set of attributes from the Exchange. It cannot be extended, so this is all you get, and you don't want to have anything else. There is one missing piece in Config Manager. There is a setting called Friendly Name, which is not part of the Config Manager inventory of Active Sync devices. That's a little bit problematic because, for example, Nokia Windows Phone devices, the model of the phone is within that friendly name. And I can get this model using Exchange utilities, but it's not reported to Config Manager. So what you couldn't do to those ActiveSync managed devices? You can wipe them. There is wipe possibility from Config Manager console, or the user himself could do the wipe or start the wipe operation from application catalog. And then what this wipe does, it depends on the device. Most probably, it will go back to the factory settings. So getting all the information away from that device. You could also delete the device from Config Manager or say plug. Then it cannot get any new emails from Exchange and cannot get any new settings, but you don't delete any data from that device. Maybe the biggest benefit of using Config Manager and ActiveSync Connector is reporting. Exchange doesn't give you any reports at all for your mobile devices. And with Config Manager, you get about half a dozen different reports about those ActiveSync devices. And this is very helpful in many cases, because companies, they want to know how many devices they have, which operating system they have on their devices. Okay, so let's go to the demo. Over here, I have Exchange console running. And what do you need in Exchange? You need to have client access server role. You have ActiveSync. What is the properties for that? It tells you the URLs for that ActiveSync. Not here. Let's go over here. In this place, you can define those multiple policies. So over here, I have a default policy settings, and I could create multiple ActiveSync mailbox policy settings. And let's create a new policy. And what kind of settings you would like to have. In this first wizard, you could only get limited settings possibilities. And OK, let's put some minimum password length, 5 characters. And when this policy has been created, I can select the properties, and then I have more complete set of options I can define. And then if I go to the mailboxes, those policies, they are targeted to a specific mailbox. So if the user has multiple devices, it has the same policy. And over here, manage mobile phone. I could see which mobile phones are tied to this specific mailbox. And what can I do? Wipe. And now, if we check about this Exchange native reporting, it is over here. PowerShell command, get ActiveSync device. Now we get this nice report. Which ActiveSync devices are in this environment? And then you need to do some kind of parsing this information to a little bit more user-friendly if you are not using Config Manager. And let's see over here. For example, this is this friendly name displaying that Nokia Lumia 800 is the model of this Windows Phone device. And the user can get those information with Exchange Control Panel utility. And over here, when you logged on to this Exchange Control Panel, the user can see which devices are connected to this user account, and from here can get details of that device. And can start the wipe operation also. So this was the native Exchange features. And now let's go to the Config Manager. And with Config Manager, you need to have Exchange Server Connector. I've already created the connector, and now I can show the settings on that one. First of all, it is the URL it is connected to. What is the account? Discovery. So, how often? Oops, let's go. Ooh, now it's getting dizzy. Get those information and from which container I would like to get that mobile devices. When I go back to the settings, you can select which type of settings you want to define with Config Manager and which are defined with Exchange. So I have only selected security and email settings from Config Manager. The other ones are getting from Exchange Server. So these settings are same what you get from Exchange. The last setting is access rules. And with this feature, you could say that, for example, that iPads cannot be used with ActiveSync. That's what everybody wants to do, so it's quite easy. So if you want to force that, okay, some device models are allowed and some are not, you could do that. This is first you got family, and you might get also device model. But in order that you can utilize that, the device must bring that information to your Config Manager. After you have configured this ActiveSync connector, you get your mobile devices, they are displayed in your list of devices. Over here, I got all my mobile devices. And this icon means that that device is managed by ActiveSync connector. The other icon means that it has a Config Manager client running on the device. and what kind of inventory do I get? I can start Resource Explorer, and in the Resource Explorer, I get the list of the information from that device. So that's the complete attributes except that friendly name. That's the one that is missing from this list. And the reporting, you have multiple reports, and this report shows the number of different devices with different operating systems. And if you want to see, okay, what is the iOS devices, I get a list of those iOS devices also. So there's some drilling for those reports to get more information about the specific settings. You could create any collections you would like using those inventory that is reported to the config manager, but there is no software distribution to those devices, and the only action you could do is select this device and wipe. Or you could block that device. And then the user perspective, those mobile devices are displayed on application catalog, and there is a specific tab, My Devices, and there is My Mobile Devices. Oh, where do I go? Wrong tab. Zoom, it doesn't like when I press Control and 1 on this Internet Explorer. So the user can do the wipe, start the wipe, initiate the wipe, or the admin. So now let's go back to the slides. So about this ActiveSync management, it is great that you can do reporting for those devices. There are a lot of supported devices. The settings management is quite extensive if you want to do security-related settings. But it's only security type of settings, but in many cases that are those most commonly needed settings. And you could do remote wipe. The problem is that you cannot utilize these multiple settings policies, which is part of the Exchange feature set. Inventory is limited, and there is no software distribution. And many of these features are also dependent on the ActiveSync client on the device. So the config manager itself cannot extend the functionality set that Exchange provides. So you may have different type of settings that can be applied to some devices and some devices not, and you cannot know which settings haven't been applied to a specific device. Let's go then to this depth management. So what are the supported devices? Windows Mobile 6.1 and 6.5. And Nokia Bell. So Bell is the latest dialect of Symbian mobile operating system. Nokia has multiple different Bell-based devices currently on the market, and Config Manager client can be installed to any of those Bell devices. Microsoft only supports Nokia E7, this type of phone, most probably because their support personnel only have access to these type of devices. But that is only Microsoft support limitation, not a technological limitation. There is legacy devices older than Windows Mobile 6.1, Microsoft originated mobile OSs, and for those devices you could install legacy client, which is the same that is was with Config Manager 2007. And that's something we're not going to cover. The interesting thing part is what will be supported in future. This upcoming Windows Intune can deploy applications to iOS and Android devices. How about Windows Phone 7 series? No, not for those. Because the Windows Phone 7 operating system is limited. Microsoft has targeted Windows Phone 7 as a consumer device which doesn't need any management. And if the operating system doesn't support management, it is too complicated to get full manageable management features to that device. How about Windows Phone 8? Does anyone know? I don't. I have tried to get answers from Microsoft that is the full management supported with Windows Phone 8 devices? No answer. And I don't know what's the reason for that. Maybe they will release the more information at TechEd US or TechEd Europe. There are rumors that Windows Phone 8 will support better management, but they are rumors. Microsoft hasn't committed on those features. But I'm quite surprised if Windows Phone 8 doesn't have better management story. So what is the requirements for the depth management? We need to have a certificate on the device. So you need to have Microsoft Certification Authority infrastructure in place. And you need a couple of new roles, enrollment point and enrollment proxy point. And those enrollment points are necessary to install the client to the devices. When the client has been installed on the client, on the mobile device, then you need to have internet-faced management point and distribution point to get policies and get content to those devices. For PKI, you need two different certificate templates, mobile device enrollment certificate, That is the certificate which is distributed to the device. And also you need Config Manager Web Server certificate to enable SSL on your web servers. Mobile device enrollment certificate could be easily duplicated from authenticated session template and the Config Manager web server, duplicate web server template. Config Manager documentation team has created a very good information how to create those templates and how to enable those. With management distribution point roles, what do you need? You need to specify internet-based, fully qualified domain name, because that's the name those mobile devices will be used. Also, for management point properties, you need to select allow mobile devices to use this management point. And you need to have some kind of certificate to enable SSL. Those enrollment point roles, they could easily be enabled to the same server. But if necessary, you can separate those to different servers if you like. They require Windows Server 2008 or later, and naturally IIS plus ASP.NET. The biggest problem what I faced when I tried to start using these enrollment points was publishing those servers through TMG. I don't know how many of you are using TMG in your environment, but the problem was that we need to get HTTPS tunneling connection from the internet to my enrollment point servers. And if you use TMG's SSL publishing methods, the problem is that TMG wants to decrypt the SSL connection so it could check the content of the payload. Then it re-encrypts using TMG's own certificate. The main problem lies there, because in that case, those enrollment point servers, they think that all the client connections are coming from the same device, meaning TMG. So you could only use one device. It works with one device. I was so happy when I got my first device. Then I got my second device. It didn't work anymore. And then what did you need to do? Don't use TMG's web publishing. Publish non-web server protocol. And then define use SSL port. Thus, TMG doesn't touch the SSL at all. It is just tunneling those packets to your server. And then the certificate information stays correct. It took a long time for me to figure this out, and I get a little bit of help from Microsoft support. There are some settings in Config Manager, client settings, regarding mobile devices. For example, what is the polling interval? The default is every 8 hours, those mobile devices connect to a management point. And then, which users have permissions to enroll mobile devices? In that setting, you need to define what is the certificate template that is used to those mobile devices. And that's the set profile setting. So how do you then actually enroll a mobile device? First of all, you need to download the client. And you start web browser on your mobile device. And there are two different client files, config manager enroll.cab for Windows mobile devices and config manager enroll.sisx for Nokia Bell devices. Both of those files are quite small, less than 1 megabyte. And when you have downloaded and installed that, then you can start the enrollment process. Okay, and let's try to do that. Okay, so here's my Nokia device. Come on, wake up. And hopefully, I get an internet connection. Yeah, I do. I have downloaded my Config Manager client. So you could see it is quite a small file. I have installed that already. And when it have been installed, I get a new program to my mobile device. And now I need to start this enrollment process. Okay. I thought there should be two L's in enroll. But they told me that with British English, there is only one L. Well, I trust them. So what is my company email address? I created email address. This is not really the email address. This is the user's UPN address in Active Directory. And then I need to type in password. And hopefully I can type it correctly. And then I need to define my enrollment point. I don't want to use my default enrollment point. Oops, incorrect. I really like when you have a full keyboard on your mobile phone. I hate those touch screens and their virtual keyboards. So this seems to be okay. Now the phone is contacting my servers in Finland. If I get a good internet connection, it sent me back a certificate. So do I trust that certificate? Yes, I do. Okay. And now let's see what happens. Does it always take that long? Ooh. It actually worked. Now my phone is enrolled. How do I see that on the phone? This is the only client on my phone. There is no control panel type of application that could tell that run hardware inventory now or get new machine policies. I only see this information. The name of the phone is fixed. It gets the username, user's full display name from AD, then underscore operating system, and then if a user has multiple devices, underscore and some number. Okay, so enrollment process worked fine. And now, what do you get? You get much more extensive hardware inventory, meaning that the main difference is, for example, you get a list of software that is installed on that device. You get memory information, how much memory is available on memory sticks on that device. What is the operating system? What is the password, power, screen resolution? We can check those information a little bit later. By default, not all mobile device inventory classes are enabled by default, and you can enable more classes if you want. Also, you could extend the inventory. For example, with those Bell devices, you can install Link, Microsoft Link or Microsoft Office applications. You could get settings from those. But then you need to know this OMA URI, which is Open Mobile Alliance Universal Resource Identifier. So it's a string value which says that this kind of attribute is possible to get from the device. So let's see that hardware inventory. Go back to the Config Manager server, and I should have this Resource Explorer open. So let's check about those information, installed applications, for example. So you get nice list of the applications, and then you could create report, show me all the mobile devices with Angry Birds, for example, or whatever you would like to know. Client settings, display. I didn't know what was the resolution of this Nokia E7. But when I get the hardware information, it's quite easy to find out that out. This wireless LAN camera, those are only, are they enabled or not? I can disable camera, I can disable a wireless LAN if I want to. And when, because this is the normal hardware inventory, I get also history. Like you get from all the other devices, normal PC devices. Now go. Oops. Settings management. That's another area where you get more functionality. Many of those settings are same with these dev-managed devices and ActiveSync, but there are a couple of additions. First of all, you have wireless connections, certificates, roaming, and you can define more settings if you want to, and if you know this OMA URIs. And for example, settings management, this wireless, you get predefined connections to your wireless access points on those devices. In most cases, this is very helpful. Certificates, you could enroll certificates to those devices. The problem with those certificate management is that you cannot put parameters. So you cannot say that deploy a specific user-related certificate to your devices. But if you want to deploy, for example, a trusted root certificate, then it could be easily done with Config Manager. And settings management, we go back to the assets and compliance. Over here, we have compliance settings, configuration items. I have pre-created a couple of those. CIs for mobile devices. And let's create a new one. So what is the type of this CI? It's a mobile device. And what are we going to select? All possible. I don't have to define those if I don't want to. So password, that is the same what you get with ActiveSync. Email management, that's about the same. The main difference is that when you are using this settings management, you can, first of all, report those non-compliant devices, and then you can remediate those devices if you want. And you have information which settings haven't been applied to a specific device. So it's much richer reporting for those. This is something new. Peak synchronization. So you can define what is your peak times and for which days of the week and how often you want to synchronize during those peak hours and non-peak hours. Also, roaming. So do you want to use this mobile device management while the phone is roaming, which might cause a more expensive data cost? Encryption and this wireless communication. Let's put it allowed, and then we could add my wireless network connections to the device. And when you have deployed those settings to your mobile devices, so I have a configuration baseline mobile settings, and I have a deployment to a collection of mobile devices, I got reporting. So with my deployments, mobile settings, and I could check, I got one compliant device and I can see detailed information about that device. It's just a native Config Manage 2012 feature set. Software deployment. So with software deployment, deployment of software for mobile device is just another deployment type. Nothing special about that. And there is own deployment type for Windows Mobile Cabinet and Nokia devices. There are some default global conditions for mobile devices. For example, if the device has a touchscreen or not. So if you don't have a touchscreen, you don't want to deploy Angry Birds to those devices. And you can create your own conditions for mobile devices if you want. Okay, so let's go to the software library and application management applications. Sports Tracker is my mobile device application. So let's check the properties of that application. One thing you must know that you can only deploy required application to mobile devices because there is no user interface in your mobile device to get optional deployments. So deployment types, I got a Sports Tracker, Nokia Sys file, content, I need to get that correct Sys file somehow. For example, I download that Sys file with my device and I copy that file from the mobile device to my server share. And then what are my requirements? And if I want to add a new requirement, there is internal storage. So I have to check out that it has enough storage or input type or operating system or operating system language. This Config Manager client on Nokia devices, it has translated to all the supported languages. So for example, if you have Finnish language settings on your mobile device, the Config Manager client is in Finnish on your device. And I have copied that content to my distribution point, and I need to copy those internet-faced distribution points, and I have created a deployment. And with monitoring, I can see also the status of my deployment to mobile devices. So over here, I have a Sports Tracker, Success 1. Let's check view status. So what's the name of the device that has successfully installed the application? Config Manager, of course, has multiple log files for those different server roles, enrollment point, enrollment proxy point, and also mobile device management point. There are some log files on a client side also, which you could use for debugging. And there is about 20 reports about those dev managed devices, because there's more information you get from those. And then there's, of course, you could utilize the normal deployment related reports about those settings deployments or software installations. The biggest problem about this dev management is you can only use this for Nokia Bell devices or then Windows Mobile 6.1 or 6.5 devices. It has many useful features, and I strongly believe that there should be cross-platform support within Config Manager to support multiple vendors, different mobile OSs. But the current situation is not optimal. You need to have PKI infra in place. You need to have those internet-facing site roles, management point, distribution point, and enrollment points. And in my opinion, those mobile devices, they require some kind of management. You need to get information from your mobile devices. They are just like PCs, just like laptops. You can use those features that Config Manager 2012 supports today. Most probably, you will be using ActiveSync feature set because of those wider supported devices. Then you would get those settings management, some inventory, and you could enable a remote wipe. The one benefit is that your help desk personnel, they only need to see the Config Manager console, so they don't need any access to Exchange management tools. So in the same place, you could see those devices that are for a specific user. You could see what are those mobile devices this user is using, what are those users' laptops, desktops. And you need to only give permissions to Config Manager environment. But software distribution is something that should be available to the wider selection of devices. So Windows Intune will have that quite soon. But then it would be nice to get those information from Windows Intune to Config Manager, because I don't want to use Windows Intune console to manage my mobile devices and then use Config Manager to manage other devices. And I don't want to buy a separate product to get full mobile device management, because they cost quite a lot. They most probably require a separate infra. And what will Microsoft support in near future? So hopefully, after a couple of months, we know much more about what are the Microsoft's plans about supporting, for example, Windows Phone 8 and non-Intel-based Windows 8 tablets, because nothing had formally said about those either. But luckily, the world is not complete yet, so there's a lot of room for improvement regarding about this mobile device management in many cases. So what will happen in XChains. Will the next release of XChains, will it support more functionality? How about actives and clients for Android, iOS? Will they get new features? And if you are interested using Microsoft solutions to manage mobile devices, you need to check Windows Intune mobile management features, because it will be available quite soon. So if you have any questions, I will be available at 5:30 at the Venetian Ballroom, where there's a speaker Q&A session. And if you want to ask any questions right now, I'll be staying here for a while after this session. So thank you.